The ongoing drama regarding a 25-year franchise agreement between the City of Tampa and Tampa Electric Company came before the Tampa City Council again today. The city has gone without an agreement for 3.5 years, but finally approved a contract last month, but a week later rejected it when Councilmember Joseph Catano changed his vote, saying the city had already spent too much time and money negotiating the deal. Councilman Thomas Scott asked City Attorney Chip Fletcher if the deal could be changed if the incoming Obama administration creates new energy mandates.
It is not. It is silent on those issues and does not preclude development of power or transmission of power from any source. And it is non-exclusive. So if power were generated within the city and distributed under applicable state or federal requirements, they would have the same requirements and benefits that Tampa Electric Company would have.
But when asked by Councilwoman Linda Salcena, a fierce critic of the agreement without provisions for renewable energy, if such provisions would be legal, Fletcher said he preferred in that case to create another separate agreement.
My recommendation, if the council's pleasure was to move forward with something in that regard, would be to do it as two separate agreements so that we have clear and strong enforceability on the core of the franchise agreement and that we had other, whatever those other voluntary commitments Tika would made in a separate agreement. That would be my recommendation in that regard.
That prompted Councilman Jung Dingfelder to again call for what critics of the deal wanted immediately, a delay of at least 6 months.
Is there any legal reason why we should rush into this franchise agreement today? Why don't we set it aside for 6 months or so and let the mayor do her magic with the citizens in Tico and work on that third agreement to address some of those issues?
Public comment was substantial, and nearly all of it in favor of delaying the franchise agreement for the time being. Scott Lavelle works at Tampa General Hospital. Dressed in scrubs, he said he was vehemently opposed to the contract.
Technology, every month to month, technology changes. And this city should be progressive in putting language and having an open line of communication in the contract to promote greener sources of energy.
Susan Glickman is the U.S. Southern Region Director for the Climate Group.
But it is a fact that the old ways of creating energy with coal and consuming energy are moving, and the nature of utilities are to be risk aversive. So it's only by pressure from the City of Tampa that we are actually going to hold hands with Tampa Electric and move forward. So this is about encouraging them.
Not everybody was against the agreement. Andrea Graham is the president of the board with Stageworks Theater. She said that her organization is in partnership currently with TECO on a play promoting alternative energy that's currently playing in Tampa Public Schools.
We applaud TECO for its recognition in the importance of teaching our youngsters about energy conservation. We are also grateful that they recognize the power that theater can have and the role that theater can play in teaching our children and our adults about energy conservation. Also, in the nearly 30 years that I have been here and involved in the arts community, TECO has always been a leader, not only in energy conservation, but also in the arts.
Citizen Richard Formica called the council's decision a legacy vote.
Its outcome may seal your reputations as elected representative.
Donald Melman is with Physicians for Social Responsibility. He appealed to council members who would not delay voting on the franchise agreement.
It's well known that those with less to lose are in control, always. The fact of the issues I gave before about TECO being a poor corporate citizen, in particular that the franchise agreement hasn't changed very much, it just, I'm don't understand why TECO is in control of you all.
TECO's Tom Hernandez flatly told council members he wasn't interested in adding any new renewable energy provisions in the franchise agreement.
But we would like to get this done. It's been 3.5 years, and we are looking for a good faith effort. I think we're probably at the end of that good faith effort. What is another 6 months that could become another 6 months? Our intent is not to put conservation measures in this agreement.